There are a growing number of residents and businesses in Washtenaw County and throughout the state investing in solar panels to help reduce energy costs and power up homes and offices in a more environmentally friendly manner. Those who produce more energy than they use can return the power to the energy grid for full retail value. Win-win? Well, there are proposals in Lansing to change that, and it could very well impact how we use solar energy in the future. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest today is an investor in solar energy and a strong and organized proponent of expanding use of this renewable energy source. Dave Skrensky is founder of Solar Ipsy. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Well, what I described in the introduction is called net metering, and perhaps you can provide a more thorough definition of exactly what net metering is as we understand it today.
Yeah, I would call it maybe more true net metering, which means that whenever I export power, whenever I create more power than I can use in my home at any given moment, I can push power back out into the grid and get full retail value for it. Essentially, my utility meter will spin backwards. And then at night, when I don't have any solar electricity, I can bring that power back in at no cost.
Now, Senate Bills 437 and 438 seek to alter the net metering laws. If ultimately approved, how exactly would net metering change?
So the change would the change would be that instead of me being able to push out power or consume solar power in my house for the same price, anything I produced on my roof, I would have to first send out to the grid and pay kind of a wholesale price or pennies on it. And then I can bring that back in on my regular utility meter and power my house. The way I like to look at it is, if I have a refrigerator in my house and I want to save energy so I can turn my refrigerator off, let's say I do that, from the utility's perspective, I'm consuming less power and I'm spending less money. If I put a solar panel on my house, that power right now would go into my house and it would offset the electrical usage of my refrigerator. And so from the utility's perspective at that point, they really don't know if I've turned off my refrigerator or if I put a solar panel on my house. Under these new rules, I can't just use my electricity that I produce. I would have to send it out, get pennies on it, and then bring it back in at full price.
And pay full price. Okay, so you're increasing your cost. And then that kind of takes away any advantage you might have for installing the solar panels, which to this date, while coming down in price, are still expensive.
Yes. Today in Michigan, the typical return on investment is about 7 years. So I think about reaching out into the future, pulling 7 years of electrical payments. I put solar panels on my house. In 7 years, they pay for themselves, and then they last 30 years. But that assumes that I can essentially use the utility as my battery and send power out and bring it back in at the same price.
Now, Solar Ipsy, if I'm not mistaken, had sought to get, 1,000 solar installations in Ypsilanti by 2020?
Yeah, it's still our goal. It's still a big
goal.
That's
just over 4 years away now, and we're not even close, right?
We have a couple dozen, more than two dozen installations, and we have a big installation that's going to be going in at the cemetery later this year. And if I equate that to number of roofs, we might be a couple hundred at that point.
Which is certainly good news. If the net metering laws were to change, do you think the process of progress would be slowed significantly?
Definitely, because it would change the economics. And instead of being a seven-year payoff, you know, it might be an 8 or 9 or 10 year payoff. I'd have to do the math.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Dave Skrensky, the founder of Solar Ipsy, about proposed solar energy and proposed changes in Michigan's net metering law. Now, you mentioned a solar array that's to go up in the cemetery. DT Energy actually has been a strong proponent for changing the net metering laws. A lot of environmentalists are demonizing that effort, calling it greedy, monopolistic, but they've also invested a lot. They have over 1,100 rooftop solar installations. They've put in a big array at Domino's Farms. Again, another one coming to Ypsilanti. So is it really fair to characterize DTE as kind of this anti-solar institution?
No, I think fundamentally what has to happen with all utility companies is they need to change the business model for supplying the grid. I mean, they are a monopoly by definition, and one of their goals or one of their duties is to supply a robust and stable utility grid that everybody can take advantage of. And in the past, you know, that costs were covered by the profits that they would make on selling electricity. As people make more and more of their own electricity, you know, someone has to bear the burden of the cost of the utility grid. And so they just need to change the model on how they fund or support the grid.
When you were talking about being able to use solar energy to power up your refrigerator, fact of the matter is when you send that energy out, you do have to use power lines as provided by DTE. Would it be fair then to say that as a utility, they should be able to ask for a fee or be able to apply a service charge for use of that grid?
So I need to make sure that people understand that when I send power back out to the grid, I'm not sending that power, hundreds of miles, to some remote location. And I'll use the Ypsilanti Food Co-op as a perfect example. They get one connection from the utility grid to their building. And then there's a meter bank on the back, and there might be 9 meters on the back of their building because there's apartments upstairs and there's multiple connections to the store. When they export power off of one of their utility meters, that electricity never reaches the utility grid, never touches a DTE wire, because it goes into the bus bars in this meter bank and then flows upstairs to an apartment or, next door to the bakery. So in that case, that electricity has never even touched the utility DTE wire. In my case, at my house, I have one connection to my house. If I overproduce electricity, I might go across 20 feet of a DTE wire and then cross another 20 feet to my neighbor's house. So again, this power is not really traveling that far. You want to think of that excess electron. Here I have an electron that wants to find the nearest ground. And if it can't do it in my house because I've used, I have everything supplied, it's going to go to my neighbor's house and power their toaster.
DTE is arguing that for the 20 feet that you are using of the power grid, if more and more people continue to do that, that essentially those who are not utilizing renewable energy sources or solar energy are going to be subsidizing the cost of operating the grid itself. And therefore, that's why they're seeking the change in net metering laws. Still disagree entirely.
Well, let me put it this way. If I have two houses and one house replaces all of their electrical light bulbs with LED lights, so they're going to use a lot less electricity, right? And then I have another house that puts solar panels. They're both
energy efficiency.
They're both reducing their demand on the utility grid. And so fundamentally, you shouldn't penalize one over the other. The power company needs to just figure out how to fund a grid when people are using less electricity.
So moving forward, there are a lot of folks who are interested in solar energy and perhaps installing solar panels, but don't know enough about it. They think it's still cost prohibitive and are probably wondering a little bit what's going to happen in terms of political policy. Nonetheless, there is an event. The National Solar Tour is coming to Ypsilanti this weekend.
Yes. I encourage anybody who's interested in solar power, wants to learn about it or wants to just chat about it. I'll be hanging out at the Ypsilanti Freight House at 100 Rice Street in Depot Town. I'll be there from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock this coming Saturday, and I'll be there showing solar videos and teaching people about solar power. And I'm hoping that everybody comes, they get interested in it, and they maybe call a solar contractor and get a quote to put solar panels on their house.
And that really is your message, isn't it? Just do it.
Just do it.
Thank you very much, Dave Strensky. I truly appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is Dave Strensky, founder of Solar Ipsy. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.